The opinions expressed on the Chris Ann Hall Show are not necessarily those of the host or station management, but are definitely those of the founders of this nation. Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall. American
woman. Rise and shine. Liberty-loving patriots, do you realize that the very essential nature of who we are is under violent attack? Violent attack. Our government has declared liberty its enemy. And the roll call gets worse and worse every day, stranger and stranger every day. And, you know, the excuses get more and more bizarre. It's just amazing to me. I watch these news reports. I watch, I read the articles. I see what these people are saying. And I wonder, do people really believe this? Right? The director of NSA justifies the annihilation of our Fourth Amendment by saying, but we've thwarted over 50 terrorist attacks. Really now? Is that so? I mean, how is it that we just believe what they say simply because they say it? I mean, how many of us could have written? How many of us could have written that? I just, you know, when are we going to realize that we're a joke to these people? An absolute joke. You know, you've got the NSA director standing up and telling us that they're busy thwarting terrorist attacks, and then after he's done with his interview, he turns and says he turns and tells Sean Joyce that he owes his boss another friggin' beer. And then his employee, or the FBI deputy director, says, yeah, I guess he deserves it. I mean, this is a joke for them. Your liberty is a joke. I just can't help but be speechless. I don't get this. What is it going to take for us to figure out who the enemies are? What is it going to take for us to realize? How many hot mics do we have to have? I mean, these are the honest assessments. These are the honesties of these crazy, crazy people that we have in government that you don't even elect. right. This is tyranny without representation. I mean, it's bad enough that we've got tyranny in Congress and we elected them and put them there. But now we have tyranny via, you know, these appointed people. You know, I hate having every show where I shout. I really don't. I love to shout. I mean, I'm just, I have just such, it's just pent up. What do you do with it? Our representation is justifying this. Okay, look, for a very long time, I've been no fan of Michelle Bachmann. I know many of the people in the Tea Party like her. But Michelle Bachmann has never been a friend to liberty. I mean, when you can sit in front of Judge Napolitano, for goodness sakes, and have Judge Napolitano explain to you personally to your face why the Patriot Act is a bad thing, and then you can go and vote for it anyway, you're no friend to liberty. Sorry. I don't mean to kick that sacred cow. I've just been in trouble for kicking sacred cows lately. You know, I got a pretty good spanking on Facebook for criticizing, talking down to Alan West, who is just like Michelle Bachmann, no friend to liberty. Although now all of a sudden he's running for office and he's got to come out and tell us that we're trading liberty for security when he's part of the problem. He wrote part of the NDAA Indefinite Detention Acts in 2012. That's his admission. Alan West is a bully. And Michelle Bachmann, I believe hers is under good intentions. They threw her immediately into the Intelligence Committee and showed her horrifying things that made her justify the destruction of liberty for security. And now she's going to stand up and say that the government is justified in surveilling us and call Snowden a traitor. I don't know. Here's her statement. I want you to tell me what you think. She says, it seems to be that the problem here is that an individual who worked within the system broke laws and chose to declassify highly sensitive classified information. It seems that that's where our focus should be, on how there could be a betrayal of trust and how a traitor could do something like this to the American people. It seems to me that's where our focus must be and how we can prevent something like that from ever happening again. Can I mention to you that I agree with Michelle Bachmann there? See, it seems to me that our focus should be on how there could be such a betrayal of trust in people like Michelle Bachmann, in people who are justifying this surveillance. And let me go ahead and extend that to everyone in Congress who is still funding this. I mean, seriously, we're having hearings. Have they suspended any of the funding for anything that's going on in NSA? Have they suspended anything that's going on in the FBI or DHS? I want us to focus on this betrayal. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning, America. It is time to focus on this betrayal and try to figure out how a traitor could do something like this to the American people. How our Congress can do this to the American people. Our focus must be on how we can prevent this from ever happening again. This is what we need to be discussing, America. Not hearings. Disarming them, defunding them, dissolving them. These are the discussions that need to be made. And yet, here we are, right? With the rhinos telling us that this is necessary. Well, you know where I stand on that one. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. And whenever you hear this stuff, that this surveillance is necessary, remember, William Pitt said that it's the necessity is the argument of tyrants. But he also told us that it was the creed of slaves. So which one of your politicians is going to tell you it's necessary to dissolve the Fourth Amendment? I mean, that's what they're doing, dissolving the Fourth Amendment. So can you please tell me, what are you going to do with that politician who's just classified himself as a tyrant? Are you going to classify yourself as a slave and reelect them? Because this is not the end, America. This is not the end. Our government in January gave Saudi Arabians a free pass to come to this country on visas. And then gave the Saudi Arabian government the designated authority to determine whether their people were fit to come to our country on visas or not, to determine whether they were a terrorist threat to us. The Saudis are determining if their own people are a terrorist threat to us. Thank you, Janet Napolitano and the Department of Homeland Security. No representation. Hello, I'm just trying to say, your Congress authorizes this with their silence and with their funding. You know what? The Supreme Court came out on Monday and said that silence is an indication of guilt. So, Congress, how about the American people holding these standards up to you? Silence, Congress, is an indication of your guilt.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, that's where we are in this country today. Absolutely crazy. Every day is crazy. Do you know what's even crazier? I teach history. That's what I do. I teach the history of the Constitution. And every day I teach this, there are greater and greater parallels between this government and our own. I don't understand what in the world is going on today. I don't understand how we can possibly believe the stuff that we are hearing from the government. Obama says, "Oh, I realized that I was against this when Bush was president. But you see, We set up the FISA courts, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Courts, and set up a system of checks and balances. So you've got a federal court with independent federal judges overseeing the entire program. You've got Congress overseeing the program, not just the Intelligence Committee, not just the Judiciary Committee, but all of Congress had all of this information available to it before the last reauthorization of the Patriot Act. See, that's what I'm saying. Snowden is not the traitor here. Your Congress is the traitor here. The funny thing is when you start handing out punishments on the playground, the guilty started pointing the fingers at the other guilty. I mean, that's all Obama is. He's arrested development. He's a spoiled brat. And now that the spoiled brat is under the thumb of criticism, he's going to start, "Well, he did it too. Why are you looking at me? He did it too." So what are you going to do about it, America? How do you just clean out Congress? Well, can I tell you that Sunshine State News here in Florida has a great reporter named Eric Junta. Eric is an attorney who puts his legal education to good use by exposing government corruption, reading bills, and bringing this stuff to you much like I do. In a journalistic, in a real journalistic form, you know, something that Dick Durbin would agree is covered by the First Amendment, right? Okay, so Eric Junta has this article in the Sunshine State News today about here in Florida, the Democrats are pushing a rule that says if you don't abide by the caucus position, then we're going to sanction you. Can I say bravo? Does that offend you? I'm wondering why the Republicans aren't doing this. See, if you're going to be a Democrat, the Florida, the Democratic Florida, what am I trying to say here this morning? Blah, blah, blah. What's the matter with me? The Democrats in Florida say, if you're not going to abide by the caucus position, we're not going to let you call yourself a Democrat. You can even be expelled. Hello? That's what I've been asking the Republicans do now for 2 years. How is it they want me to give the Florida Republican Party and the RNC money, and then they continue to fund people like Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio and Alan West and the whole list of rhinos who defeat liberty? Hey, can I applaud the Democratic Party for standing up for their beliefs and getting rid of those who do not support it? Where are you going to be, rhinos?
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, we have been doing our best today on the Chris Ann Hall Show to point out the fact that your liberty is being stolen in the name of security. You can continue your constitutional training every single day. Actually, you can do it every day for almost 6 months without any problem by simply going to my website, chrisannehall.com, chrisannehall.com. Going to my blog section and reading some of the things that I've written about. And you can continue teach yourselves, teach your neighbors, teach your friends, your family, your coworkers, your children, what liberty looks like so they can recognize it in someone else. And so I don't know how many of you were sort of puzzled all by this new immigration push. I mean, it's not really about immigration. It's about vote buying. Lindsey Graham came out of the closet. Isn't that funny? Lindsey Graham came out of the closet and just let us know the other day. He said, if we don't pass some type of comprehensive immigration reform, it won't matter who we run against the president. We will never have another Republican in the White House. I just wanted to stand up and shout the hallelujah chorus when I heard that, because we've been telling you this whole time that this immigration bill has nothing to do with immigrants. It has to do everything with vote buying. And Lindsey Graham hops out of the closet and lets you know. You see, the funny thing is you let these people run their mouths enough and they're going to tell you the truth. Well, now, you know, your Gang of Eight members, Thugs of Eight, you know, that's what I call them, can't even seem to agree on their own bill, right? Their champion, the Republican champion of immigration, has been Marco Rubio. He's our rising star. I mean, the cover of Time magazine called him the Republican savior. And so I'm just wondering, why is it that Marco Rubio is now not supporting the very things that he has defended? These essential elements that he says, right? Biometrics, he said, were essential, an essential part of the bill. But then he voted down an amendment that would require biometrics. He has been screaming that he's for securing the border, even though he came out and told the Hispanic community on Univision that securing the border is not primary. Legalization is primary. But we're getting to understand here, not just what people say, but what they do is how we judge them, right? We judge a man by his actions and not by his words. Because Marco Rubio is turning out not just to be a rhino, but a big fat liar. He says that he supports securing the border with Mexico with a double-tiered fence, but then voted against the amendment that would have required it. I don't understand. It's just crazy. He's like, oh, well, the amendment doesn't detail a specific plan. There are no specific plans in the Thugs of Hate immigration bill, right? So we're going to give all these people amnesty. We're going to give them amnesty because that's what we're doing. For 10 years, they have amnesty. And in that 10 years or more, because you know in 10 years from now, we're never going to do anything anyway, they have to admit that they're in this country illegally, start paying taxes, pay fines on their unpaid taxes, and the fines will be used to build the fence. No one's going to do that. But one of the most puzzling things that I've seen is this idea that there are only 11 million illegal aliens. Right? We have to figure out how to help these 11 million illegal aliens. 11 million. Are you guys scratching your heads over that? I think there's half of that in prison. So are we supposed to think that we have to grant amnesty to 11 million illegal aliens, half of them being convicted criminals? Well, it's I found our missing illegal aliens. I have. The Department of Homeland Security grants them temporary protected status. Have you ever heard of this? Temporary protective status is the Department of Homeland Security granting mass amnesty to nations of people. And I'm looking right here at the immigration, at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services page, where DHS has just announced redesignation and an 18-month extension of temporary protected status for Syrians. It allows nationals of Syria to get temporary protected status, that's amnesty, through March 31st of 2015. You don't need to even be a Syrian national to qualify for temporary protective status. We're not even talking about citizens of Syria. Because it's who is eligible? Syrian nationals and individuals without nationality who last habitually resided in Syria. Are you stinking kidding me? Janet Napolitano is granting protective status. Protective status to the Muslim Brotherhood. They estimate about 9,000 people. 9,000 new members of the Muslim Brotherhood will come to America. How great is that? No immigration process. No. If you want to come to America and live in America as a somebody from Great Britain, or somebody from France, or Italy, or Spain, you have to go through a long process. You have to go through all these hoops. You have to get a green card. You have to get a visa. You have to comply with your visa. Your visa runs up. They ship you off. But if you're a Syrian or someone who has habitually lived in Syria, hey, open doors, open borders, my friend. All the way to March 2015. How about the 70,000 Hondurans and Nicaraguans that we've granted temporary status to until January 25th of 2015. Wait a minute. These people have been in our country under temporary protective status since 1998. Why? Because a hurricane hit. Amnesty, people, I'm trying to tell you. We only have 11,000 illegal aliens because the Department of Homeland Security has granted all the rest of them amnesty. They're not considered illegal. They're not here under immigration process. They're not here under the same rules and regulations that everybody else in the world has to come through. We just simply grant them temporary status. Temporary status? Hello? For 20 stinking years. How about 250,000 from El Salvador who won their temporary status in 2001? 60,000 Haitians received temporary status after earthquakes in 2010. And Janet Napolitano keeps extending their temporary status. I'm just saying. What are we going to do here? Because this is not 11 million illegal immigrants. This is not. See, this is not about the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. This is not about getting Hispanic votes to elect a Republican president. Hey, bad news for you. These amnesty recipients are never going to vote a Republican into office. They've been in the system too long already. They know that it's the Democrats that feed the plantation. And they've been taught that the Republicans are a bunch of rich white guys that hate them. So, Lindsey Graham, do what you want. Marco Rubio, fool all that you can. But this is not about the Hispanic community, because you are about to grant amnesty and condone everything that Janet Napolitano is doing to give known terrorists temporary protective status. Can I ask you something? How many of the terrorist attacks that have happened on this soil in the last 5 years were perpetrated by illegal aliens? That's the question that needs to be asked. Because the answer is none. They've all been granted some type of status by your Department of Homeland Security.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Well, it's the end of the show again. It always comes by too quick. But listen, I want to encourage you to share the podcasts of these shows, because we're working hard to get this message out, and we need your help. Every day, my husband is very diligent to post the podcasts of these shows. He and my producer, Jonathan, work together to get these out to you right away. So please, when you see them posted, share them so that we can get this message out. Because Congress is not going to defend your liberty. Can I mention to you, Ted Cruz can't do this by himself. And apparently he's the only one up there fighting this immigration. Rand Paul is on this immigration bandwagon. I don't know what happened to him. Who got him over this immigration thing? Ted Cruz can't do this by himself. We have got to stand together for this. This is our liberty. And if we're going to do something here, we need to start by educating ourselves. I'm just saying, that's what you got to do. You got to educate yourself. And that's what we do here on the Chris Ann Hall Show. That's what we do on the Daryl Day Show. That's what we do on the Bernie Thompson Show. We're just everyday Americans standing for liberty so that everyday Americans can continue to enjoy liberty. So let's sort of review what we've done here today, right? Your rhinos and your tyrants are telling you that what the government did to us is necessary. Necessary. Oh, but we've thwarted, right? Did you see? Did you see the Empire State Building get blown up? Did you see the Statue of Liberty fall down? Did you see the San Francisco Bridge collapse? Well, of course you didn't, because we stopped all those attacks. Right? They could say that. Did you see the president's plane get shot down? Of course you didn't. Because of our surveillance of your private information. We stopped that attack from happening. Well, our focus, I agree with Michelle Bachmann, although she's saying against Snowden, but I believe it's the other way around. Our focus should be on how our Congress can continue to betray our trust and how we can allow these people in government, these traitors, to do something like this to the American people. Our focus must be, how can we prevent our government from doing this? I don't want any more hearings. Nope, done with hearings. Done with dog and pony shows. The YouTube clips are fun, but I can't laugh my way into jail when they take away my liberty. We need to have a new mantra, a new campaign slogan. Disarm, defund, dissolve. That must be the Patriots' motto. Disarm, defund, and dissolve. Anyone who does not work toward that goal must be eliminated from government. Disarm, defund, dissolve. This is the only way we're going to save this country. Disarm, defund, and dissolve these government agencies. Period. Then you got whack jobs. Like Paul Ryan and the like, running around saying, well, we have to have amnesty because these people are doing jobs that the Americans won't do, really. Maybe the Americans won't do these jobs because we're too busy paying them to do nothing. Right? Why would I want to work when I can make $100,000 a year in benefits on welfare? Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do any job? Problem is, this nation was built on work. This nation was built on a work ethic. Real Americans have that work ethic. Real Americans will do the dirty jobs. My goodness, they have a whole show on the Discovery Channel about the dirty jobs that Americans do. This is an insidious, insidious lie. Meant to manipulate you. How many of these illegal immigrants get benefits anyway? Right? Because they're not working in the eyes of the government because they don't pay taxes. They're getting paid in cash, working for pittance, and we have to now make them citizens. So that they have to pay taxes on what they make. So they'll stop working too. And just simply collect benefits. Hey, time to stop the tyranny. Disarm, defund, and dissolve this government now. See you tomorrow.